We'll talk tonight about Kinyan Chotzer and Daf Yud Aleph and Bob Metzia. The din is that a Chotzer of a person is Kone for him, just like his hand could be Kone, or somebody could be Kone for him, so his Chotzer, his Rishus, can be Kone for him also. We also find that a person's Kalim, if something falls into a person's Kalim, it also has a din of Chotzer that could be Kone for him. In our Mishnah, it's talking, Voison Rotzin Achal Metzia and Daf Yud Aleph. Achal tzvi shovu, achal gezole shloi porchu. V'omar zochsa li sodi, zochsa li. So you're talking about a metzia. A tzvi shovu, an animal or a bird is flying into his chotzer, it's there, and he sees people running after that metzia, and he says, zochsa li sodi. Instead of they should grab it, so it's in his chotzer, it's in his field, so he wants that he himself should be koneh. So he says zoch soli sodi. So the sodi is zoich. And if it was tzvi rotz kedalka gezolis mafrichin v'omar zoch soli sodi lo yomar klum. So Rashi says because it's a tzvi shovor and a uf that's lo parchu gezolis shelo parchu. So they're in the field and he could grab it. That means it's biyodo to go and catch it. So Memelev, he says, Zoch soli sodi, his field does it for it. But if it's a tzvi rotz kedarka, that if he would run after it, he wouldn't be able to grab it, so the chotzer is not zoiche for him. It reminds a little bit the Gemara in Chulin, in Kuf Lamed Pes, and Nashiloch HaKen, the Gemara says that a tarnagulis shemordo, so it's poka de hektesh. So it says the bailus. If there's an animal, a tarnagolis of his rishus, and it runs away and won't come back, so it's poka the bailus and it's hefker, whoever wants could take it. So it's dumb to that. That means a tzvi shover, if he's running out tzvi, that's rotz kedarka, you won't be able to catch it. So Menela doesn't help a kinyan on it. So Amar Avido Moshmur Gushoimid Bitzad Sodeyu, if he's standing next to the sodeh, so then, it's koine that we're talking again about the tzvi shovra mitzia that falls into his chotzer, and he says zoch soli sodi should be zoicha for him. So the Gemara says that it has to be dafka if he's standing next to his sode. If he's not standing next to his sode, somebody calls him up and says there's a mitzia in his chotzer to be zoicha, so he's not zoicha in the chotzer. So the Gemara says v'tikni le sodeu v'tikni le sodeu dom rabisi b'rem chanine. Even if he doesn't know about it, so why does he have to be standing next to his chotzer? Why? Obviously the Gemara held because he has to know about it to be able to be zeicher to say zoch soli sodi. But bams it's koine, even shaloi midaita, that he doesn't even know it's there. If it fell into his chotzer, it's koine. So why isn't he koine? Why is he need oimid b'tzad sodeyu? So the Gemara says, ani mili b'chotzer mishtameres. אבל חוצר שאינו משתמרס ימיד בצד צודאו אין אילוי, לוי דווקא, if it's standing if it's a חוצר that's משתמר if something falls into his חוצר and it's watched, that means people won't be taking it, it's שומר for him, so then the חוצר is זויכה, but if he's a חוצר שאינו משתמרס you see that people are running after it so ממילא, you need a דווקא if he's ימיד בצד צודאו. Rashi says, "Da'achshav imishtameres al yod." Now we have to find out a few things. What's this oimed b'tzad sodei? What happens? What kind of a kinyan is the chotzer? And also, the Mishnah says, "Ve'omar zoch soli sodi." So, do we need dafka to say zoch soli sodi or not? Tosva says, "Zoch soli nirel afal gav deloy omar zoch soli zoch soli." So Tosva brings a raya that even if you don't say that it should be zoiche, so it's zoiche. Why? So this brings a raya from the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that v'yamas arba amos shel odom kones lo b'chol mokoyim, so niknu le arba amos didei. So the Gemara says zoche b'mayiskinu d'lo yomar akni. If somebody's standing in arba amos and he does a peula, a different peula, he throws his talis on it, so he's not zoiche in the chefetz. So the Shaila wasn't the Gemara, let him be Zeicha by Arba Amos. The Gemara, the Chachomim were Mesakin that Arba Amos should be Koine. So why isn't he Koine? Why could somebody else take it? The Gemara says that he didn't say Akni. He should have said that my Arba Amos should be Zeicha for me. Then the Gemara says, V'yitikun Rabbonon, if the Rabbonon were Mesakin. And Arba Amos is a Kinyan. Some say it's a Doimet HaKinyan Chotz, or whatever it is, it's a Kinyan. So, Kilo Yomar Mayavi. if you didn't say, so it also should be koines. So you see that a kinyan, a chotz or a daladamas, if it's a kinyan, so it should be koines even without him saying it. He doesn't have to say zochsod. So it just brings a right that you see, you don't need to say zochsod. Another right some Rishonim bring is what Tosfos brings in the next Tosfos, and Hadamile B'chotzer Mishtameres. There's a Gemara in Baba Kame. The Gemara says Mashkono Shel Ger B'Yad Yisrael U'Meisa Ger. That means the Ger gave a Mashkin to the Yid, and it's by the Yid's house when the Ger died. So there's no Yarshim. So it's like Hefker. So the Gemara says that anybody who wants to could take it chutz from what he has, and he needs in his Mashkin the Chelik that's his. So he's Zoich. And over there the Gemara says that his chotzer should be zeichen. Over there, that it's talking that somebody else could come and get it, and it doesn't say that. He said zochsali chatzir. Akoponim, Tosfos holds that you don't have to say zochsali chatzir, and the Ritva says that dafka over here, it could be that always maybe you don't have to say zochsali chatzir if he's standing b'tzad chatzero is going. But here, the fact is that everybody's running after the metzia. If I'll stand there and I won't say anything, it doesn't look. It looks like I'm evater, I'm moichel. It doesn't look like I'm really using the kinyan chotzer. So in such a case, you really have to say zochsor lisodi kedei that the chotzer should be zoiche to show that it's not for the other people running after it. You need more. You need to say zochsor lisodi. The Rambam it says, Perek Yudzayim from Gzele, chatzer lo shalodom koine lo shaloi midaiter. Even if he doesn't know about it, but it's koine. Bamed dvorim amurim b'chotzer mishtameres. Avol besode v'gino v'kayotzi b'en. That's not mishtameres. So imo yoremik b'tzad sodeu. Ve'omar zoch soli sodi zoch bo. So the Rambam says you need to be b'chotzer she'enu mishtameres. You need to be oimed b'tzad sodeu, and you also need to say zoch soli sodi. V'imeino oimed shom. Then he says, "V'chein arba amos shalodom shoyim betzidon areilu koinin loy, v'imigiyah metzilo toich arba amos shaloi zocha bo." So from the v'chein, I don't think it's a diuk in Pashtus and the Rambam. That's how they learn that the arba amos, the Rambam didn't mention that he has to say zochali. Says v'chein, just like you say a chotzer is koinah, so arba amos shalodom is also koinah. That means it's more doime to the chotzer amishtameres, that he says shaloi midaitoi, and it falls into the chotzer is koine. In the Magid Mishnah, Magid Mishnah brings the Rashba that he doesn't have to say. The Rashba is like Tosfos, he brings from the Gemara and Daladam that you don't need to say zoch soli sodi. Because you have in the end the safe of the mission, it says there was a tzvi rotz kedalka. Even if he said zoch soli, it won't be koine. The kiven da arbam is the rabbon and koine. It's afilu lo yomar koshkin chatziru doyreise kiven doymid b'tzad sodeu. So that it brings the Rashba, like Tosfos, that just like arbam is, you don't need to say zoch soli sodi. So it's enough also by chotzer sheino mishtameres if he's doymid b'tzidu. The linear of the Magid Mishnah says Dalime Kniya Dalbam is Tfei. That means every chotzer sheino mishtameres you really have to say zoch soli sodi. And the Rambam says it by any case, not dafka by rotzin kedaka. The Ritva we mentioned was dafka by rotzin achrov, so he has to do lafuke from them. But the Rambam doesn't say dafka by rotzin. Every chotzer sheino mishtameres you have to say. I by daladam you don't need to. So he says Dalime Kniya Dalbam is Tfei. Because it's biyode to fall on it and to take it, so it's alima. The kinyan chotzer of Arbam, since he's right next to it and it's biyode to grab it, so that biyode makes it kilo. He says that means you don't need to say zoch soli sodi. In a kinyan chotzer, it's not so alima. That means it has to be maybe more nicker if the Rambam, because it's ainu mishtamer, it has to be more nicker that he's using the chotzer as a kinyan. So you have to say zoch soli sodi, but by Arbamus it's a certain kind of a biyode that the kinyan is more alima. And the Kesef Mishnah brings down this Magid Mishnah with this word, and he says, V'lini le'tam acher, another time, why, Arba'amus, you don't need to say Zochsoli. The Arba'amus is shiny. The Kivon, the Mishum Deloselin, Tzuye Takinu Rabbon, and the Likni, Loiro lechalik, Ben Omar leloyomar. Dimken achati avuosulin Tzuye. Says the whole reason why the Rabbonim are Misakin Arba'amus, the people shouldn't come to fight, that he'll say, I saw it first, I came there first, you came there, so they were Misakin, that any Metziah and Rishus Rabbim, or Dalad or Nesimta, where a person comes, he is going with Arba'amus. So today that they shouldn't fight, he'll say, I said Zochsoli, he'll say, you didn't say Zochsoli. So maybe Arba'amus is always going out without saying Zochsoli. That means Be'emes, it should have been with Zochsoli, just like a Chotzer. But since the whole time is Le'Leisilin Tzuye, it was better for the Takona that it should be even without saying Zochsoli. Shinkin by a Chotzer, that's the Kinyan Chotzer. If it's Eino Mishtameret, you have to say Zochsoli Sodi. Maybe the Svar is even that Chotzer Mishtameret, it's Niker, it's in his Rishus, it's like he's more of a Muchzik on it, it's more his. But if it's Eino Mishtameret, so it's like B'Niker, it's there, it's anybody could come and get it, it's no more Muchzok, means the Metzias of Muchzok that he has on it, a Melev. He says Zochsoli Sodi, it's more Niker, it's more Kriveya. The Ran here, the Ran says like this, there's a few interesting chidushim in the Ran. The chotzer amishtameres, the loy beinon sheyoymid betzad sodeyu, every chotzer that's koine, tzricho taima, it needs a time why it's koine. Do olav mishum yadu, we said that a chotzer is koine either mitam yad or mitam shlichus. The Gemara says that everybody says it's like a yad, but sometimes it's also mitam shlichus. Tzricho taima, do olav mishum yadu demani kimoy beget. A get is noyel arkinya chotzer mitam yad. That means just like you could benosan biyodo, so gago chatzera is also mitam yad, kilo it's a yoda richter, it's her hand. So by get we understand that a chotzer should help mitam yad. Dosam biinon imedes bitzat chatzera kedelakamon. By get she has to stand next to the chotzer, so it's dumia di yodo, just like the yad is near her, so the chotzer is also near, the chotzer is kreine. In fact, Tosfos and the Rishonim mentioned that even if we would say that by a chotzer you don't have to stand next to it, by get you always have to cross the Baal Korch. Kobanim, the Ran says that by get it's understood that you need to stand by Zad Chatzera and it's a mitam yad. Vigam loy mitam, so but by. Oh, so that's by get because she's standing next to it. By chotzer mishtameres, we said it doesn't have to stand next to it, just by any mishtameres. So why by chotzer mishtameres it helps? Mitam yad, it's not because she's not there. Vegam loy mitam shlichus. Shlichus could also be if he's not next to it. Every shlich is not next to the mishalech. So how would it help? So maybe it should help. By chotzer mishtameres mitam shlichus. Kedepirish horan ba. Why can't it be mitam shlichus? Here's a big chidush. The Ran says she efshar lizkos lachaveru mitoras shlichus. Our shliach can't be a shliach to be zoche for the meshaleach. Elohim kein nase shluche shel baal amome. Has to be a shliach of the one who owns the money. If it's just like if I send a shliach to break a window of somebody, I send a shliach to do something, a peula, that's not called shlichus. Shlichus has to be something that's mine, that has a kesher to me, and I send somebody to do it. So by a chotzer, that he wants to be zoicha b'metzia, the chotzer would be his shliach to be zoicha, but it's not shluchus shel baal amomen. If you say the makne sends a shliach to be makne his chefetz, so he's a shliach of the baal amomen, it's his moment, he's sending a shliach. But to be koine, I'm not the baal amomen yet, so how could I be a shliach? There isn't a baal hamomen. It's a hefkerdik thing. There's no baal hamomen to become a shliach. By a person, you could say, zocher for himself, he's zocher for somebody else. Or migu di boy zocher lenafshe. But a chotzer is only a chotzer for that baal habayis. It's not shaykh migus. Because of Ranbal de Ikele Meimar, the Kol Shem Mishtameres, Lemisha Uzchus Loi Ki Yodoi. שאף מה שבו ליודו כניחה לדליקני בחוצר משתמרס ונויסני ויד הריכתו. He says that by a metzia, by any moment, just like a person when he's zoicha with his yad, he holds it in his hand to keep it for himself, and when he wants to put it down, he puts it down in his reshus, in his chotzer mishtameres. So memela, when a metzia comes into his chotzer mishtameres, so also it's like a yad, it's doing the peul of a yad, because when I'm zoicha with my hand, I also put it into a chotzer mishtameres. So when it falls lechatchila into the chotzer mishtameres, it's also mitam yodoy. Mashenken linyagit, and I have said why by a get has to be dafke for him as bitzad a chotzer. The kiven deloy nichelo de tikne chotzer deloy nichelo de tikne, that a get, she never wants that it should be hers. We're talking about mitzia moment that a person wants it should be his. So he also puts it his derech is from the yad into the chotzer. But a get, she never wants it. It's always like bal korcho. So the chotzer mishtaras eino ki yodo shemashu choy volodom kshu bi yodoy. A person, when he gets something that he doesn't want, he discards it, he throws it away, he doesn't put it in a chotzer mishtameres. No matter what you'll say, that by a get, he throws it into a chotzer mishtameres, it's like yodo. But it's not like yodo, because by a get, it's not something that he would bederech klal put it into the chotzer, so it's not yodo. So, according to the Ram says that the chotzer is not mitam shlichus, because need shlichus shel bal amom, and it's not here. Only it's mitam yodah, because that's the derech of a kinyan. Once you're kinyan biyad, you put it into the chotzer. So it's as if saying that the chotzer is an extension of his yad, because that's the next state that you do after the kinyan yad. Then the Gemara says, what's the raya? How do we know that there's a difference between a chotzer mishtameres and a chotzer sheino mishtameres? So, muno temre, the chotzer sheino mishtameres, yomid betzad sodeu ein, iloi, loi. How do we know that a chotzer sheino mishtameres is dafke if you stand next to the chotzer it's koine? How do we know that if it's not, if you're not standing next to the chotzer, that you're not koine by eino mishtameres? The Tanya. Now we're bringing a raya from a din of shikha, which needs a big hesber. Why? How is the raya from the din of shikha to the din of chotzer? There's a balabais, and he has a field of tavua, and he has polim, workers that are cutting the tavua. Now the din is that if the people were cutting the tavua, they forgot one omer, they turned their back to it, they were cutting, they came to the end of the shur, and then they forgot, they went to the next shur. So the din is kisik tzork tzircho besodecho b'shochachto oimer basode loy soshuv lekachto lagir layosim l'almona la'oniv lagir tazoy voiso. So it says that shikcho, and it could also be, it could be the shikcho of a koma, that means shikcho of tavua that's still growing and you didn't cut it, and it could also be that you cut the bundles, then you have to bring the bundles in from the sode to the house, and he forgot a bundle in the field. The main nekuda here is that you're not allowed to go back to get something that you forgot. That's shikha. So if he was standing by ear and there was palim in the field, he says that the omer that is in the field, I'm afraid the palim are forgetting it, so I'm remembering it. I'm remembering it today that it shouldn't have a din of shikha, that I should leave it to the ani. So we would think that it's not shikha. Talmud loimah, b'shochachto oimah basode, basode b'shochachto v'loi b'ir. So the Gemara says, oh, gufa kasha, we don't understand pshat in the braisa, amrus, yochol loye shikha, alme havi shikha, v'nosiv lo b'gemore, b'sode b'shochachto v'loi b'ir. So what is the Gemara coming to say, that it is shikha or it's not shikha? Alme, so now's the right that if the Gemara says, the pasuk says v'shachachto oimer basode, besode shochuach meikoroi havishikro. If you're in the sode, the balabais is in the sode. So what's forgotten from the beginning? We have to see what it means from the beginning. From the beginning, from the start, it was forgotten, so it's called shikra. Zochor labasoiv shochuach ein shikra. If the Baal HaBayis remembered it l'chatchila, and then there was shikra, that means the Baal HaBayis remembered it, and then the poalim forgot it, so then it's not called shikra. That means we have two factors here: the Baal HaBayis, that it's his tevua, and the poalim, that they're cutting the tevua b'metzias. So if the poalim forget it, it's loisoshev l'kachter. If the Baal HaBayis forgets it, it's loisoshev l'kachter. In fact, the Yerushalmi learns it from two psukim in the Bavli. It's not, it doesn't mention that there's two psukim about it. Koponim, so the Baal HaBayis forgets and the poalim forgets. If one forgot and the other one didn't forget, it's not yet called shikra. So now we're learning, if the Baal HaBayis is still in the field, so if he forgets it milachatchila from the start, so it's called shikra. But if he remembered in the beginning, then it's not shikra. Why? Why is not shikra? But now the poalim forgot it. My time. The kivon the koi gabo. That means the poalim forgot it, and it could be the Baal HaBayis would also forget it afterwards. But chatchila remembered it because the poalim forgot it. The kivon the koi gabo. Have you lechatzeiroi v'zochsole? Because the Baal HaBayis is standing in the field, and he's standing next to that tevua. And when he remembered it, l'chatchila, he was standing next to the tevua, and it's like a chotzer, she'eino mishtameres, and he's oimid b'tzido, and then he's koined. Once he's koined, so zochsole is koined, that tevua, so memela doesn't become shikr. Avol bo'ir, we're saying besode, not bo'ir. Bo'ir, afilu zochor, l'basoif shochu, achav yishikr, even Ba'ir, even if the Baal HaBayis remembered it l'chatchila, b'shas the poalim forgot, so, and afterwards he forgot, av yishikhu, my time, let's say, gabei delizkile, this what he remembered it, is not enough to make a kinyan. Why? Because he's not there. It's like a chotzo she'eino mishtameres, and if he's not standing next to it, it's still a'eino mishtameres, and it's not koine. That's the ikar of this part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that we learn up from a pasuk, since there's a chilik between Besoda and Be'ir, and then the Gemara says afterwards, maybe we'll say that Be'ir, there's Bechlal no Shikha, Dafka of the Baal HaBayis says Besoda, so that the Gemara says, Mailoi Soshuv, it should say Lekisiko Cheno, Mailoi Soshuv, L'Rabba Shikha Soir. So we know that there is a Shikha when the Baal HaBayis says Be'ir. And we know that Besoda, there's a case when there's not Shikha. So we say like this, that the Soda is Abchotza She'eno Mishtameres. And if the Baal HaBayis was there at a certain point, and he was zoicher that tevua, so he was koinet because he's oimid betzido. So we see that chotz hashen mishtameres, but oimid betzido is koinet. But if he's ba'ir and he remembered it, and he says that omer that's there in the field, I really want it, and so that kind of schira doesn't help him that it shouldn't be shikha. Why? Because he's ain't oimid betzido, so the chotz is not koinet. That's the Gemara. Now we have to know, that's before reading Rashi and before the Rishonim. First thing we have to know is, what does it have to do with Kinyan? It's his tevuah the whole time. The only thing is that if he forgets it, he can't go back to get it, to leave it for the Anim. But to be Zoyche, to be Koyna, the tevuah, who's talking about a Kinyan? It really belongs to him the whole time. How did the Gemara see that this has to do with Kinyan? So of course we'll have to find a way to say that it has a resemblance to a kinyan. That means if we say that a kinyan helps lekach vekach, so that's why we understand these psukim. So it means it's a raya that there is such a thing as a kinyan. Here there's a machlekes rishonim. First we'll go into Rashi. Rashi says, "Oimel sheyesh li basode sheinachtiv shom midaiti." It's not stama omer that's there. He put it down midaiti. He's talking about a omer. Interesting that it's not talking about a komo. It's talking about a omer, a bundle that the Baal HaBayis picked it up and he put it down midaiti. V'somachti al apoyalim shivu upoyalim shchochu. That means, why was it forgotten? I left it there in the field because I was relied on it that the poalim will see it and they'll bring it in, and the poalim forgot it. It doesn't have to be davka sheinachtiv shom that he picked it up and he put it down. It means maybe that he saw it. Lo yeshikre im chozav v'shochechoy. So he says basode v'shochachto im shchachto b'voyacho min asode havishikro. V'lo sheshchachto im shenichnas to lo yer. Elo lavochi koma besode shochuach meikoy. So now Rashi is being masbir the what the Gemara really says. The oido ish basode oimer ashochuach mei koroi sheshchochay hu tchilo lepoel, that the balabais forgot it before the poel. That means that the balabais didn't pay attention to it. We said before that there's an omer that he put and he relied on it. Omer and the soda that the balabais didn't pay attention to it. He didn't know about it. He didn't put a special thought to it. So, and then the poalim forgot it. Habishik. Avol zocho. Sheinicho isham midaito. If he remembered and he put it there from his own kavona. V'lebasov shochecho yal yedei poalim. And he forgot it at the end. Because the poalim forgot it. That means he put it down and he remembered it. And then he was Messiah Das, he didn't think about it. So how did he forget it? Al yedei poalim lo yavishikhu. That means he relied on the poalim. He was told that the poalim will take it. Then he forgot about it. He didn't pay attention to it. Before he thought of it. But then he was relying on the poalim. So the basur shachechoy al yedei poalim, because the poalim forgot it, and that's why he lost it, because he didn't remember, because he relied on the poalim zikora and lo yavishikhu. Why? So that the Gemara said, because he was already zeichen it al yedei kinyan chotzer. Avol bo'ir mishenichnas lo'ir afilu zochor labasoif shochach havishikra. The lesei gabei, even if you remember there was such a oimer, but he was in this city, v'alchi konosiv leitane letalmude. Yochod lo yei shikra. Talmud lo'imar basode v'shochachto. Be'oid cho basode hu debe'inon deshchachtei ato. Means while you're in this city, you need that after you forgot it. Because if you remembered it in the Sode, it's yours. But if you're in the city, you don't need that you should forget it. You could even remember it. That's what Rashi says. You don't need that you should forget it in the city, even if you remember it. She'af shikhas poyalim oiso iso shikha. Shikhas poyalim itself could make it a shikha if you're ba'ir. Why? Because you weren't zeichen. So we see one thing from Rashi. We see from Rashi, it's the Shitas or Rash and the Mishnayos, that if he's Bo'ir, even if the Balabais is Zoicheret, so the Shikras Poelim itself makes it a Shikra. If he's Besod, they need both Shikras. So Pashtas, I would say the Pshat in Rashi, because it says Loisoshuv Lekachter, the Iker is Tolui, the one who's Koitzer, the one who's bringing it in, the worker, he's the Iker one. When him is tolui, if he brings it in or he forgets it. So we say lo yisoshuv lekachter. The only thing the balabais needs, we don't really need that he should forget it. We don't need his shikha. We need that nothing interfered with the shikha of the poeli. So even if the balabais remembered it, but the poeli forgot it, there's a lo yisoshuv lekachter. If the balabais was in the sode, it's not because he was zoicher that there's no shikha. It's because he was koinet. Once he's koinet, it's his. Let's say if a balabais picks up the tevoah and he starts walking out of the field to take it, and then he leaves it. Of course there's no din of shikra. It's like he took it home. He put a new bundle of tevoah into the field. If he puts a new bundle of tevoah in the field, there's no shaykhus to the field, v'chura, it shouldn't be shikra. So what we're saying is that why do we need the shikra of the balabais when he's basode? Not because we need it positively. We just need it negatively. That means that if he was zoicher in the Sode, then it would be a kinyan for him. But be'emes, there's no shikha b'on the balabais. So Manela, it's a good raya. Even though we say that here is his all the time. You don't need a kinyan. There's no kinyan here. But we see that be'emes, the shikha is totally only in the poeli. So what did the balabais do? Could they to be mafkia the din shikha? He did a pula that's domet a kinyan. He was detached it from the shaykhis of the poelim to the tvua. How did he detach it? How he did that became his without a kesher to the poelim. So that's domet a kinyan, as just like we say that a kinyan chotzer, he was koined be kinyan chotzer to be mafkia from the poelim. So it's not really a emes a kinyan, but his peula has the same outlines just like a kinyan chotzer. That's how we could learn out the inyan of kinyan chotzer. Meantime, we learned here that Rashi holds that ba'ir Zochor lebasov shachuach. It doesn't matter to us that the balabais remembered it, but it doesn't matter because the ikar is the poalim who are in the field and stole in them the loitzoshuv that they made the shikha. So, what it says in the Loshon HaGemara, I found Rabbi Kiveger talks about the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit dochu, because it says ulba'ir, aval ba'ir afilu zochor lebasoif shachuach. So it's lav dafka what it says ulebasoif shachuach avishikra. The ikar is that he was ba'ir. It doesn't matter if he was zochor or shachuach. The ikar is that he was ba'ir, and the poali made the shikra. I'll see the Rabbi Kiveger inside. Rabbi Kiveger says, here, v'lo shchochay balabais kigoy the balabais basode the koy gabei v'zochibei aval balabais ba'ir avishikcho aval gav v'lo shchochay balabais. That's the Rav and that's the Shitas of Rash. So Rabbi Kiveger says v'afim shchochay achalkach lo avishikcho given the besho sheshochochu poyalim oyo maschil shom ashikcho adayin oyo zoch le balabais ba'iso sho zoch so lo yisodeo. That's basode. Why? Because if it was Zchiras Balabais Lifnei Shikras Poyalim, so it's as if saying the Shikras Poyalim has no kesher. It's not in this field because the Balabais was Zoychenen already. The Shikras Poyalim, it's not like the Shikras Poyalim doesn't help. It's the Shikras Poyalim is on a Tavua that has no kesher to the field. We'll soon see that other Rishonim learn completely different. But it's mashma that that's a ratio. The b'shor sheitzchi lochu lo lof shem shikcho lo yzoch so lo yisod ba'ir. Yeah. This is talking about ba'ir. B'shor sheitzchi lochu lo lof shem shikcho lo yzoch so lo yisod ba'ir. Yeah. That's if you shokheach in the beginning. Kach mevor b'sugya lebar kama lebar matzir. Ma sheziyei morav din balabais ba'ir av shikcho av agav de lo yishchochoy balabais. Mashma the shikras poyalim have a shikra. Only the shikras poyalim with itself is a shikra. Aval loshen asugi eloi mashma kein. The amrinon shom aval bayo afilu zochor lebasoif shochuach have a shikra. Mashma debin akoponim soif shochuach la balabais. The loshen of the Gemara that we mentioned is not so convenient alibed to the Rav or the Rash because it says lebasoif shochuach. V'chein kosav lehedye b'shito mekubetzev shem oran mari abuah v'shari poiskim kulam. That you need that the balabais should be shekhech. The Rambam says, "Hoya balabais boir, v'oma yodeani shapuelim shekhech inoima basoda shebemokim ploini shchochu areze shikro. V'imoya basoda v'oma kein v'shchochu eino shikro. Shashochuach meikori basoda hu ashikro. Avol boir afilu zochor ulebasoiv shochuach." And the Rambam says Zochor lebasoif shachuach is mashma that you need that shikh of the balabai, so it would be mashma more doima to what the Yerushalmi says kisik tzor k'tzircho and besodecho, that it's mashma kisik tzor and k'tzircho. He says that kisik tzor is the polymer k'tzor lemaise and k'tzircho is that you own it. You need both shikh. So even ba'ir, it's not enough that he wasn't koinet, you need that he should be also be shecheachet. There's another Rashi in Soito Daf Mem He. The Gemara says there, "Bamachlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan about Oimer that was Tomun that wasn't." On the ground, it was like hidden. If it's called shikha or not, then the Gemara says, "Boy Rabbi Yomiya, tzofu oimri netzoich sodeu mau, avir ke sodeu ke sode domi or lav ke sode domi." So you're talking about that there was omrim that they were on top of a stone or an amud. They're not mamish on the ground. Om lav kana lav popi. They says pratlus tzofu oimri netzoich te chavir chavir enzo sodeu ya. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, Oimel Sheechzik Boy Loi Lichoi Loir. It's another Mishnah in Peye. A Omer, a bundle that he picked it up and he wanted to take it into the city. V'nichoi Al Gabei Chaveiroi. He put it on top of a different bundle. V'shchochoi, and he forgot it. So you have two bundles. You have the bottom bundle, which he didn't touch, and you have the top bundle that he picked it up. He wanted to take it into the city, but he didn't take it yet. Atachtoin shikcho, v'elyoin eino shikcho. So the bottom one is shikcho because he forgot it. He didn't have it. There was no kesher of him to it. But the top one is not shikho. Why? Because he had picked it up. Rab Shimon ben Yudah, Imam Shum Rab Shimon, Shneim Einon Shikra, Tachtoin Mipnei Shu Tomu. That's the din that some hold, that Tomu, that if it's hidden, the bottom one is hidden because the top one is covering it, so it's not shikho. Well, you know, and why isn't the top one shikho? Mipnei Shu Tzof, because it's not on the ground, it's higher up. Adkan Lipligi Elo Betachtoin. The machlekes is betachtoin, because if you say tomun is shikra or not, avol be'elyo in divreyakul lo yavoy shikra. The top one is not shikra, so you see that tzofu oimrin is not shikra, has to be on the ground. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right from there. Could be that tzofu oimrin, if it's on a stone or a amud, so it also could be a din of shikra. Why isn't the elyon shikra? Shani osom kivan da achzik be zocha be. Because he held it, He took it with him, so he was already zoich in it. So memela, because he's zoich in it, so already there's no din shikra. It reminds us of our Gemara, that the Gemara says schia. So what's this schia? Rashi says zochabei v'sulo yavi shikra de beinon shochuach mei korei kedoma bebo metzia beper kamer. Rashi says he was zoich in it, so it's not shikra anymore, because you need shochuach mei korei. The din is, like the Gemara says by us, basode shochuach mei korei avi shikra. And here it's not shochuach mei korei, because he picked it up, he was going to bring it in. So you see from here, Rashi says, it's mafkia the din shikra, zochobei vesulo yavi shikra. It means once he picked it up, so, and he puts it down, it's like a new bundle that has no kesher to the sode. So even if he forgets it afterwards, it doesn't have a kesher to the pe'ulis that were done before in the sode to make it a shikra. Some rishonim here, the Ram says, Tosfos says here, start with Tosfos says bekitzer, and then the rishonim said more bariches. Zochol basuf shochuach pirush zochol b'shosh shashikra mascheles shekvar shochachu poyalim ulebasuf shochach gam hu. בשוכח מי קורו יאבי כששוכחו הפועלים שוכח גם הוא אבל מה שהוא זוכר בשוח שהפועלים זוכר אם זה תוספס and the Rishonim ask if you say that the Baal HaBayis is זוכר so he's זוכר that it shouldn't be שיקח so every Sunday you should go out in the morning and say I'm זוכר in my whole field זוכר so there won't be שיקח be בוטו שיקח so it's תוספס and the Rishonim say מה שהוא זוכר בשוח שהפועלים זוכרים. If it's a zchira, while everybody's zoicher, so then it doesn't start the inyan of shikra. That has no kesher to the inyan of shikra. Ein ze zochel abasuf shochuach dim loikein loitim tzo shikra loelam dikshasadeo meleo oimrin goyim ayizke lisodi. It's interesting that it always says it about oimrin. Pashtus by koma it's not shaykh because it has to be something dometa kinyan or something. And the Rishonim it says it more barichas. He says, Vimtoima, Aran and the Shita Mekubetzes. Vimtoima, in Cain, Kol Shebalabai Zocher Voimid Besode, Zoch Soloi Sodeyu, O Kalto Teiras Shikha. Kol Shebalas Soda Omad Bo Mitchila, Shari Mitchila Loisekan Shikha, Zoch Soloi Sodeyu. You'll be okay with the din of Shikha, the Balabai stands in the field and he says, Zoch Soloi Sodi. Yes, Loima, the Kol Shaloi Sokan Shikha Klal, Loishikhas Balabai, Loishikhas Poyalim. If there was no shikha bichlal, it didn't start any forgetting in this field, so it's not shaykh to say zoch soloi sodeu. Vafilu boimar tikne lisodi. Domo moinoyu. That's what we started out with tekasha. It's his money. It's anyway his. V'rachmone afkere l'ksheish kochenu. The Torah was mafker the tvua when he'll forget it. Avaloche kimen sheshochechu poyalim. Over here we're talking that the poyalim forgot it already. There's already as chol of a din of loisosh of lekachta. Kvar nichnas leklal shikha. It's interesting agdora to understand. When the poalim forgot it, it already went into the category of shikha. Diloi lomeno shikha chishkechu balabais. Upoyalim. It has to be both to forgot it. So here we see in the Rishonim what it's mashma, not the way we learned in Rashi, that you don't need the positive shikha of the balabais. Here he says you need both shikhas of the balabais and the poalim. קדישה מסכת פה, וכיוון שנכנס לכלל שיקחו, הרי הוא כאילו יוצא מרשוסה של בעל הבייס. והעניים לא זוכו. It's all in between. The פועלים were שכח, so it's as if it's not in the רשוס of the בעל הבייס, because there's already פועלים that they have a din of לא זוכו. But העניים can't be זוכו yet. It didn't become מומן עניים yet. Why? Because the בעל הבייס still owns it. לפי שעדיין לא נגמרו שיקחו זו, עד שישכח בעל הבייס. ולפי חוק שעומד בצד סודיו, it's hard, you have to be masber. What does the Ran say? The Ran says that since the Poalim were Shecheach, so we say it Keilu, it went out of the Rishus of the Balabai. Still it started here, a pool of Hefker of Shikh. But Anim can be Zeche, because it's not finished the Shikh. It's like holding in between. So when he's oimed b'tzad sodeyu, he could be zoiche loy sodeyu ke zoiche min ahefker. So it's interesting. Maybe we would say a chidush that since the poalim forgot it, so mitzad the poalim, there's a loy soshuv. They can't go back and get it. But the balabais is there, it's his. It could be if he wants, he could tell them to take it. But be'emes, there would have been here a loy soshuv mitzad the poalim, but the balabais could still take it because he didn't forget it. So Memele, if the Balabai says Zochso Lisodi, it's as if he's taking it for himself and he's not letting the Anim come. That means he's doing a pool of not being Shecheach. I'm trying to be Masber. I'm getting only part way, but I think that might be the Hezber. Since we have a din that both have to forget it, that means each one has his Loisoshim. So Mitzad the Poelim does already a Loisoshim, so it's a little bit hefter. But the Balabai still has a zika to it. He has still a shaykhes to it. So Memele, he can be zoiche out of that to be pulling out of the inyan of the shikha of the poali. He says, I'll read again these words. He says, Lefichoch, Shoemed b'tzad sodeu, Zochso loy sodeu, ke zoiche min ha'efker. Lefi the Ran, he's trying to be masber why it's called like a kine chotzer tzmo moinoi. So he says, since there's already people who have here a din, their poalim are also shluchim of the balabais. It's as if one part of the balabais has a din of leaving it in the field of loisoshuv, but the other part could take it. So it's as if he's zeiche, one part of the balabais is zeiche from the other part. It's also a sug of a kine chotzer to be zeiche, to be mafkiet out of the din of shikra. So then the Ran says weiter, the kosheli. When there really is shikha, that the balabais was shikhech meikore, yechi mashkachaslo. Shikivan shikod mashikhas balabais le shikhas poyalim, so mishishkach balabais boliklav shikha. Lenigmurad shishkachu poyalim. Ubeine beni zochsele sodeo, do you see gabes? The Rani asks the kasha, if we say that there's half and half the shikha, and a part is already hefker, but the other part not, so when the balabais was shecheach, so it started the union of shikha. But the balim weren't shecheach, so it's not finished yet. So meantime, be'emes, it's not shikha. So let the balabais be zeiche after he was shecheach, because he's there. Elo mikan nirali de soda she'eno mishtameres, eino koino, that means the Ran's kasha is, even though the balabais was shecheach, you should go back to Bizoiche because he's standing next to the Soda, and the Chotzer is Koine Shaloi Midaito, and he's standing beside Sodeu. So his Shikha should also be not a Shikha because he's Zoiche back. So, like this, another time. Even though the Ran said that Kolzman, they're both remembering there's no Zechia of the Shikha because it didn't start Shikha, but here that the Balabais was Shikheach, so it started the Din of Shikha. So there should be a kinyan mitzidoy. The same reason why was shecheach makes it shikha should also make that he was zeichet back, and it shouldn't be a shikha. Elo mikan nirali de soda sheino mishtameres eino koine loy le mitzia sheino yodea bo. It's also a chidush of the Ran that a soda sheino mishtameres is only koine a mitzia only if he knows about it. Afilu oimed besoicho de kivon de soda zu mitzad atzma eino mishtameres. What do we say? That, why do you need Oymed Betzila? Because the Chotzer is not Mishtameres. Anybody could come and take it. So Metzia that he doesn't know about it is still Eino Mishtameres anybody could take, because he doesn't know about it. Don't go behind his back and take it. So even if he's there, Oimid Betzido, it doesn't make it more of a mishtamer legabe, something that he knows about it, that he doesn't know. So you see from here that his standing there is make has to make it has to be a standing there that's a mishtamer. Af mipnei she'eino mitzricha eino mishtamer lema she'eino yodea bo shu bo. Hilkach kol shekodmo shikchas balabais leshikchas poyalim. E efshor shetiz keloiso deyu. We ask that the shikchas balabais that was first should also make that he's zoichen it. The Balabais didn't know about this Omer. So even if he's standing in the field, it's a Metzir Sheinu Yodeabo. So Chotzer's not going to. So even though we were right to ask that the Shikhas Balabais started the process of Shikha and it's Doimet to becoming, starting to be Efker, and he could be Zoichen because he's Oimet Bitzat Chosodeyu, but he doesn't know about it, so Memele, he can't be Zoichen. And it's here. Here it's a bigger chiddush even. By Metziah I could understand that something new that fell in the field, so I don't know about it, it can't be Zoich. But Omrim, he knows the field is Molei Omrim, he sees there's Omrim. So if there's another Omer, it's a bigger chiddush to say that he doesn't know about it, so Memele is not Zoich because it's Eino Mishtameris. It's just as Mishtamer, the Omer, that I didn't pay attention that in the corner there's Omer. But all the Omrim are Mishtamer in my field. I know about them, they're here. So Vim Toimar Lefishitose because of Bemishnosenu Davke Boimar Zoch Solisodi. Avrim Loy Omar Loy Zocho. Lemainaf Kemine. Im Loyomar Zoch Solisodi Loy Zocho, Afilush Yodia Shesh Besoicho Metzia. Vibishama Zoch Solisodi Zocho Boav Gavdilo Yoda. Domina Sofikoma Zoch Solisodi. Vikim Shesh Besoicho Metzia Vadaikona. So he asks that a Metzia Sheinu Yodea Bo, if he doesn't say Zoch Solisodi, even if he knows it won't help. If it's a Metzia that Sheinu Yodea Bo, and he said Zoch Solisodi, it should help, just like by the Mishnah. Something that's running and it could go out, it's not stable, it's not kovua in the field. Avol b'Metzia Sheinu Misgalgeles, ki goin aone, ki oimar ha-shikro, So it's not a chiddush that by Metzia Misgalgeles that's moving, so you have to say Zoch Solisodi, maybe it makes it Alime, it makes it a stronger or more of a powerful Chotzer, that he wants it and he's using the Chotzer. But if it's a Metzia that's stationary in the field, so then you don't need to say Zoch Solisodi, it's enough to just be there. I just mentioned there's another Rabbi Kiveger. Some out of this sugya, some one of our say a teretz. It's a very very shver kash of Rabbi Kiveger that the Mishnah says in Peya. Im Omar, areini kotzer omnas mashani shuchach ani etol yesh lo shikra. The din is that the din of shikra starts from when you start being kotzer. If somebody starts being kotzer and he says, "I'm kotzer the field al menas that whatever I'm forgetting it should be mine." So yes, it doesn't help at Tanai. If somebody makes a Kiddushin al Tanai, it could help. But if you cut a field al Tanai, it doesn't help. So why doesn't it help? So the Rav says, Demasna Mashikosuv Baturovit Noi Boto. There's a din. A Tanai has a din that a Tanai has to be within the limits of the Torah. But if you're Masna Mashikosuv Baturovit, you want to do opposite from the Torah. Let's say you lend somebody and say, Amanash Shalot Hashem Teni Shavis. Torah said that Shavis says Mishamit. You say, I'm an Ashluter Shamteni Shavis. You go against the Torah tonight, doesn't help. So over here also, Torah said that your Kotzer Sode. So if your Kotzer Sode, there could be Shikha and then Loisoshev Lekachtoi. But I'm Kotzer out tonight that there shouldn't be Loisoshev Lekachtoi. So he says it doesn't help because Masnal Moshkosov Batero. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, what do you need the time of Masnal Moshkosov Batero? Anyway, any Tanai, you could say Masna Mashkoza Bateras, where a Tanai, you say there's a Chalois. So if it's Masna Mashkoza Bateras, the Tanai is Boto and the Chalois is Kayim. Because my Tanai, Lechatchila, when I said it, that the Chalois shouldn't be Kayim. If the Tanai would have helped, if the Tanai would have caught on, so we would really say that the Mai says Boto of the Tanai is not Miskayim. But over here, you're going to say that the Tanai. Yeah, I made that if the Tanai is not miskaim, there should be shikros, there shouldn't be ktsira. I'm kotzer. What's my pool? My pool is ktsira. That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. The the way they want us for Enver with this sugya, that I'm just saying a beginning of what could be a teretz, because we see even in Ktsira, we see there's different dinim. It could be a shikras balabais, and it could be zoch aloy sodeyu. So memela, it could have been avam, and it could have been a way to say that even if it's koitzer, but not every Ktsira at the end comes has to come into shikra. It could be the balabais will be zoche. So memela, there could have been some way avam in it that a Tanai would help, even though the Ktsira would still be, but it could be the Ktsira would be Izoicha in it. Even though we said the whole sugi is that you can be Izoicha before there starts a Shikha, maybe we would have said, but a Tanai would help. That has to be worked out, but there is a way, a Pesach, to friend for this Rabbi Kiveika. Another Rambam, there is an interesting Rambam that says, and that has to do the Torah's Roim from Aranchik. He says Pshat. There's one. The Rambam says, "Aoymel sheshochachu poyalim lo shchoche balasode. Shchoche balasode lo shchochu poyalim. Shchochu elu voelu." So until now we knew that sugya that either the poyalim or the balabai both have to be shochach. Then he adds on a piece that's from the Yerushalmi, from Tosefta. Shchochu elu voelu. The balabais and the poyalim forgot it. Other people were walking by. They saw the Omer Shas that these the Poalim and the Balabais forgot it. They remembered it. They saw it. It has to be shikra that everybody forgot it. Omer that we talked about the Gemara and Soto. If it's a hidden Omer, if you forgot it, it is a shikra. But here the Rambam says that a Omer that everybody forgets is a shikra. But if there's other people that remember it, they saw the Omer b'shoah that the shikra should have been chal, that they were both shocheach, but the other people remembered, so it's not a shikra. Where's the makar for it? So he says the makar for such a thing would be the next Rambam, the Rambam, the Hemshech HaPerek. There's a Rambam. Hashichach Ilon Beino Ilonois, afilu, it's in Perek Hei, Aloche Chof Beis Chof Gimel. Hashichach Ilon Beino Ilonois, afilu oyoboy kamoso in Peiris, or sheshochach shnei Ilonis arein shikra. Shloisho inon shikra. Ilonis, there's also a din shikra. Bamed vorim amurim bilon sheinu yoduo mufosim bim koimre. Kigon shoyoimit bitzad agas, oy bitzad apirtze. Oy bemaisov, kigon shoyoise zeisim harbe. Oy bishmoy, כגון שואל לו שם ידוע, כגון זייס הנטויפו בן הזייסים שנוטף שמן הרבה השפכונה בשון. אבל אם היו בוי אחד משלושה דבורים אלו, אינו שיקחו. שנאמר ושכחתו אימא בסוד, אימא שאתו שכחוי לאוילו. What's called שיקחו that you're forgetting could be forever. This שיקחו won't become to remember. ואין אתו יודע בו אלוהים תושו ותראו. If you'll come back, if you'll be your, you will be shov, so then you'll see it. יוצא זה שאתה זוכרוי לך על זמן ואף על פי שלא תפגע בוי מפני שיודעו ומפורסם. You'll remember it by yourself. So memela, it says here that if there's a shikha that will stop, that means by yourself you'll remember it because it's a ilan that's very mufursum. So that's not called shikha because you will remember it. This shikha is not a forever shikha. So memela, it's not called a shikha. So the same thing he says, when acherim oivrin, they are going to remind him. So memel, it's not a shikha loyla. It's a chidush because the Rambam is talking by his eyes that he himself will remember his shikha. But the Torah's Rambam wants to say that since there's other people there that knew and saw it when they forgot it, so they'll remind him. So also their shikha is not a shikha because not loyla, even though it's other people reminded. So he goes on to say, so if so, why do you need a pasuk to say shikhas poyalim? The Yerushalmi has two psukim, kisik tzor and ktsircho. So why do you need a pasuk of shikhas poyalim? Typically, that if the balabais was shikhech and not the poyalim, it's like kol odom that'll remind him. Or we'll say that the balabais remembers him, the poyalim or shikhech. But somebody's here to remind. So what do you need an extra pasuk? So he says, this what other people will be here, that will only remind the balabais. That the balabais will remember because people will come to remind him he has a Omer, but people won't come to the Poelim to say that there's a Omer here that you have to pick up. Mele, there's enough Kemine. If there's a place where the Balabai says Shikra is not Choshev, Lumosho, in the Soda you need both Shikras, the Balabais and the Poel, but in the year that the Shikra of the Poelim is the Iker, so let's say the Balabais is Zohar and there's the Shikras Poelim, and the other people remember, but the other people are not going to remind the Poelim. The other people, if my, the most they'll do, they'll remind to the Balabais. The Mele, so the Shikras Poelim states that it is a Shikra. So even if they'll remember, if the Balabais will forget, so the Mele, it'll be a Shikra. One Akuda, I was thinking, and Gabi, the Din of Shikra, we also read it in Parshas Emor, Matnis Anim. In Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Emor, in both places it's mentioned Leket and Peya. V'kutzor chem es k'tzir atzchem lo ischala pa'asotcho v'kutzorecho v'leket k'tzircho lo isalaket. But Shikra is only mentioned in Chumash Dvorim. Why is Shikra only mentioned in Chumash Dvorim? I thought a lot about it. Why it's not mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Emor. But it could be, I'm just starting to think, it could be because in Chumash Dvorim is a Chumash that's a Chazora on the Old Torah, and it's Ein Adam Oymed Al Das Rabo only after 40 years. That means the Iker Yediyah and everything was given in Chumash Dvorim. But that's when a person that was 40 years after they had the Torah, then they made a Chazora and they were Koine Torah Legamri. And Bemes in Chumash Dvorim, there's the Indian of Rom Lavovecho v'Shachachtos Hashem Elokecho v'Shom Elokho Pentishkach Esad Dvorim Asharo V'Einecho. Rov Inyan Shikra are in Chumash Dvorim. So it could be because when you have the whole idea and you have it b'Shleimus, then you could talk about forgetting. So Memele, the Din of Shikra also in the Sode is only mentioned in Chumash Dvorim, even though it has no Kesha. It's not like Emunah or Torah, but the Din of Shikra is mentioned in Dvorim, and we don't talk about Shikra in other Chumash. We'll still have to think about that.